The month of May is a very special month. We begin the month in Hawaii by celebrating May Day. May Day is Lei Day in Hawaii. Can you just hear the music and see the colorful leis? For those of us who grew up in Hawaii, May Day was always a special day with a May Day court composed of a king and queen and princesses representing the different islands. It was a joy to see the different dances performed by the grade levels. For these wonderful memories, I am grateful. May is also the month when we celebrate Boys' Day on May 5th, and we gratefully honor our boys as a cultural tradition. With the flying carps, we are reminded of the many boys in our ohana. May 12th is Mother's Day, and we are grateful for our mothers and for all that they do or did for us. Two Sundays ago, we had an intergenerational activity at Chikoin Temple. Prior to the activity, Joanne explained that Isshinny and Shinran had a profound respect for each other, as suggested by the vision that Shinran had of taking Kannon as his wife, and by the dream that Isshinny had in which she was informed of her husband being an incarnation of Kannon. They were a unique couple, united in a deep and enduring faith. We were then asked to think of Mother's Day and to remember the respect and trust that we have for our mothers. So, in anticipation of Mother's Day, which was going to be the following Sunday, we were asked to share in small groups regarding how we respected and trusted our mothers. Going around the circle, one by one, each person shared his or her story of why there was respect for his or her mother. Everyone had their own story to tell. They were all touching, and some caused a few tears to be shed. Perhaps you too have a story to share, even though Mother's Day has passed. Actually, Mother's Day could be every day. I am appreciative of my 95-year-old mother who continually says thank you when we do something for her or help her in some way. The words thank you flow out of her mouth naturally and unconditionally. Mother's Day is a time for reflection and gratitude. May 21 is Shinran Shonin's birthday, so it is a day when we remember our founder with gratitude for the teachings. We try to live the teachings daily and are appreciative of his many writings and of his profound understanding of the teachings. Shinran lived the Dharma by his actions and taught us the true meaning of the Nembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu. He was born in the village of Hino, near the capital city of Kyoto, on the first day of the fourth month of the lunar calendar, 1173, which falls on May 21st of a Gregorian calendar. He passed away at the age of 90. During his lifetime, he wrote important documents, one of which is a Kyogyo Shinsho. Shinran lived a life filled with hardships from an early age, with the loss of both of his parents. He also experienced being exiled to Echigo, being separated from his aging master Honen Shonin, walking the countryside of Kanto area to share his teachings to the common people, particularly farmers, leaving his wife and family, and returning to Kyoto, where he lived until his passing. All during this time, his spiritual experience evolved and have given many followers an answer to the purpose of life. We rejoice over his way of life through the guidance of Amida. Shinran lived among the common people, felt for them from his heart, and communicated the message of true salvation with sincerity. He discovered peace and happiness with utmost confidence in the faith of the Nembutsu. We commemorate Shinran Shonin's day on May 21 in gratitude for the teaching of the Nembutsu. We end the month of May with Memorial Day, a day when we honor and remember those who have gone before us. Although it is a day to remember those who have fought for our freedom, we also remember family and friends who have touched our lives. May is a May month, so I'd like to share my May thoughts. May I live life truthfully and naturally, for that is the way of Buddhism. To see the very core of things is the light of wisdom and what we call enlightenment. With enlightenment comes deep acceptance of life as it is, which results in peace, stability, and harmony. However, with impermanence in life, we continue to experience suffering and sorrow. Loss of any family member or friend causes us to suffer with deep hurt and sorrow. But the understanding of life helps us to cushion the blows of transiency and impermanence. May we live this life truthfully and naturally. May I live this life in the present, accepting life as it is right now. As a child, Shinran Shonin said to the abbot of a temple, "The thought of putting things off to tomorrow are like the cherry blossoms. There may arise a sudden storm at night." Shinran understood that with a storm, the cherry blossoms would fall and leave the tree bare. In this spirit, let us live today fully, for we never know what to expect tomorrow or the next moment. Like the cherry blossoms, may we live in the present, showing our beauty and contentment in peace and joy, enjoying every moment. May I realize the truly selfish nature of myself. As Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, we know that we are as we are, but may the light of wisdom reveal our foolish pride and vanity, and in so doing, reveal our selfish self. This revelation is the power of Amida's vow, the workings of Amida. It embraces our self-power, which is the superficial mind of ourselves that is always thinking of me and I. Through the workings of Amida, we can truly see ourselves as we are and not compare ourselves with the frailties of others. We are as we are, and we accept others as they are. Minna chigatte, minna ii. Everyone different, everyone all right. May we come to this realization. May I know the power of Amida's vow as shown to me in the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, which embraces me and absorbs my self-power. In the Nembutsu, we place our whole reliance on Amida's power, and thus we let go of the many small, petty workings and live our life free of entrapments, less bothered by the mundane, and live a life free of hindrances. Amida opens the door for each of us. May we all in gratitude live the life of Nembutsu. May gratitude fill our heart and hearts and minds as we utter Namo Amida Butsu, which is our cry of gratitude to the Buddha. May this month of May be filled with the Dharma or teachings as we remember the beautiful lays of May Day, the boys of our family, our wonderful mothers, our founder Shinran Shonin, and the memories of those who have passed on. May the month of May be our May month. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu.